is such a good track, and we played that out loads last year. And the guest in the studio is the singer-songwriter of that track. It's Monica Aben, and that is Kids in LA. She's over here from California. She's been over for a couple of weeks, and she's joining me live in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's wonderful to see you.
I know, it's so nice to be in person. I get to smile at you.
And because we had a great old chat on Zoom, didn't we, in December last year?
It was, feels like centuries ago.
Yes. Joining us in the studio is Dion, who's going to be playing on guitar, because you are going to do some live numbers. When we talked in December, we were chatting about your EP Postcards. Mm-hmm. What are your plans while you're here in the UK?
So I came out for The Great Escape. I finally got to meet my whole team and a lot of writers and people I've worked with in person, obviously living across the pond. So that was a really nice treat. And mostly it's been writing for an album that I've been working on. And I have some friends back home that I'm writing with, but I have a lot of friends and, you know, writers that I love, producers that I love here. So it's been a blast to just kind of, there's nothing like the chemistry of being in the room with each other, watching like your song baby be born. So it's been a very nice treat.
So with the guys and girls that you've been writing with, how has it been working with the songwriting? So have you taken a shell of a song along and you're working, or are you making up new stuff there and then?
So it's been really in the moment. I always bring, I like to come prepared, right? So like I'll have a ton of little ideas, but I've really enjoyed writing from scratch, and I've written with people that are very out of my normal element. Like I write alone most of the time. So it's been nice to kind of like write with people that are more folk or more electronic or just proper pop. And I very, very much enjoyed that. But actually on Wednesday, I wrote one of my favorite songs. Like I was saying, the whole trip was worth this session. And you know, you get to know people, you kind of like talk, get to know stories, all that jazz. And they wanted to know, like, what's your story? Where did you come from? So I gave just, you know, since the beginning of time. And at the end of it, we ended up writing a song that was about my relationship with music. And I can't wait for the world to hear that one day, because I feel like it's just such a love, hate, toxic, but beneficial relationship at the same time. It's like all the things.
And do you feel better when you've done that? Do you write things out of your system?
Completely.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's like emotional vomit, you know, like you need it.
Oh, I like that. That'd be a good name for a song, actually. I quite like that. Emotional vomit.
Right?
I'm writing that down now. Oh, steal that little idea. So with lyrics, are you somebody that has to sort of sit listening to music, or do you wake up and go, oh, I've got this lyric and I'm going to write it down? How does it work?
I think I'm definitely a lyricist first. Like, I think before I got into music, I probably, people would have thought maybe I would write a book or a screenplay or something. Very dramatic. I talk a lot, obviously. So it's always lyrics or ideas. I like to wander around bookstores sometimes and see song, like, or the titles, and it'll jog something. Or a few times in the middle of the night, I'll like dream poetry, if you will. But that's why I write really well with people that are super strong with melodies, because occasionally, you know, I'll toot my own horn. Occasionally, I can write a great melody, but lyrics are my sweet spot.
Yeah, and it's good to be in the studio with loads of other creatives as well, isn't it?
It's magic.
Yeah. So have you got more writing to do, or when are you going back?
I have another session tomorrow with two girlfriends. I think it's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. And then Sunday, I'm having my first Sunday roast.
Oh.
And then I fly home Monday.
Oh, right. Well, do you know what it is yet? Is it, are you a meat eater?
Yeah. Love.
Is it going to be chicken, beef, or pork? Or
I think maybe beef.
Oh, yeah. Then you'll get a treat of Yorkshire pudding.
I'm pretty excited.
I would be. It would be lovely. Unless they're bad cooks. We'll just take the word.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, let's know. Make sure you put it on your Instagram. Now, you're here with the fantastic Dion, who is an amazing guitarist.
The best.
Playing along to anything that he hears, because he obviously just can pick everything up by ear, can't you?
I try.
Yeah, he can. He can. So what's the first track you're going to play? Tell us about it.
We're going to do
CPH.
This is a song I wrote about being 21, out of my first serious relationship, and I went to go visit a friend, my best friend, actually, who stars in the music video, if you want to go stalk that. And it was just, like, nice having your friends help you fall in love with your life again. And so even though it seems like a breakup song, it's really more about, like, finding yourself, making room for yourself in your own life.
Lovely. Here we go. This is live.
I threw all my feelings on a wall. Was it a masterpiece or proof that ruined it all?
Was it the start of everything new? Caught up in emotions that weren't true. I felt like my life was a car that I couldn't drive. I was just stalling. I wanted the rain, not the sun. I finally found the comfort in falling. So I danced my way down Copenhagen city streets, under galaxies of lights, alone at Tivoli. On a midnight train with my best friends right next to me, I started letting go of you. I made room for me. I made room for me. I walked miles of cobblestone, found beautiful churches and prayed alone. Spent all my mornings at the market, where I wrote you postcards and never sent. I felt like my life was a car that I couldn't drive. I was just stalling. I wanted the rain, not the sun, 'cause I finally found the comfort in falling. So I danced my way down Copenhagen city streets, under galaxies of lights, alone at Tivoli. On a midnight train with my best friends right next to me, I started letting go of you. I made room for me. Myself in brand new places. I saw myself in unfamiliar faces. I found myself in brand new places. I felt like my life was a car that I couldn't drive. I was just stalling. I wanted the rain, not the sun, 'cause I finally found the comfort in falling. So I danced my way down Copenhagen city streets, under galaxies of lights, alone at Tivoli. On a midnight train with my best friends right next to me, I started letting go of you. Yeah, I let go of you. I made room for me.
Thanks.
Now we have to say we have some cheerleaders in the corner. So we can hear the ladies in the corner. Hello.
Hi, it's my mom and grandma.
You can do it a bit louder than that. Hello.
Hi.
So have they been here for the whole trip, or they just come over halfway?
They just came halfway. So my grandma turned 77 on Wednesday.
Oh.
So that's how I...
Looking good.
I know, right? I was like, just come after 2 years of no travel. Just, yeah. So I made them come out for...
Oh, that's lovely. Anybody else in the family musical?
You know, my grandpa on my dad's side was in the church choir, and he had amazing voice. We actually just found his old cassettes. Like, it's so cool. My mom is tone deaf.
Sorry, mom.
We've had like a neighbor come over to like pay her to stop singing during family karaoke, and he's dead serious. So like, sorry, that's just what it is. And yeah, and my husband could be in like a Bee Gees cover band. So that's...
Oh, right.
That's for our...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just me.
Did it hit you from being a kid? Was it something you just started sort of singing, or did you do it later?
You know, I have no recollection of saying I wanted to be a singer, but we recently moved out of my childhood house, and we go through all the boxes and all these things, and I found a box of, you know, just grade school art, and everything said that I want to be a singer, which is hilarious, because I mean, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
So maybe it was in the subconscious, But I was a ham. You know, you put a camera on in front of me and it was a good time. Yeah. So wherever that was going to lead me, I think we just happened to land here.
And I just have to say that live performance, by the way, if you're listening out there, that is with no reverb. It's no trickery in the studio. That was pure live.
For better or worse.
And it sounded fantastic. So to be able to play like that and also Dion on guitar, it's just, it's fabulous. And that's all you need. Postcards. Tell us about how that's actually gone for you, the EP.
You know, I mean, I feel like I should probably beef it up as artists do, but I will be completely honest. I think every artist, when you put something out, you convince yourself nobody's going to listen to anything, and you just hope for the best and that it was, you know, you love it, and that's all that matters. But it's been so magical that people are still listening, and it's so funny to say, but that's been very, very magical to me, and that I had, like, my first fan art. For a couple, she wanted to get something for her girlfriend and asked me to write, like, lyrics out. So, of course, I made, like, 10 versions and sent them all to her. And that's just been a dream. Mm-hmm. But, my manager, Umong's been a star. Yeah. And it's been great. He's, every time I want to quit, he's like, let's just, you know.
Yeah. He's hiding around the corner. Hi.
He is. He's here.
Oh, there he is. It's not, I don't know why I'm saying look around the corner. We're on radio. Nobody can see.
Feel around the corner.
I might just take a picture for my own private collection. Don't worry. So with postcards, the idea came about for postcards because you found a shoebox.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder. I think anyone that knows me would say that. Maybe not to be on the TV show. But probably when I'm older. I save everything, every card I've ever been given, like postcards from friends, quite literally. And, you know, working with my whole team in the UK, it's just like an interesting, it just kind of made me realize of all the friends that I've collected over the years. And so, you know, I would spend days looking through things occasionally, whatever. And when they were like, what is this EP going to be about? I found myself writing a lot of songs about places or specific moments. And then, of course, I went to all of the things I've saved. And it was like a lot of lyrics actually came from that because you don't even, you forget feelings you felt or places that you visited, memories, inside jokes.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like a really nice discovery journey and all those things and places made me who I am. Mm. So I was like, that's the perfect introduction to like the world.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, this is me.
Now, I also know that you like collecting antiques.
Oh yeah. That's...
So are you really a hoarder? Have you got sort of a...
There's a lot. Yeah. There's a cabinet that I bought on Facebook Marketplace because I had to hoard. Jesus. I had to store all of my antique glass bowls because, you know, I newly got married and we're living together, obviously, in shared space. Mm. And he's like, Monica, why are these useless bowls where plates should be? So, I love anything mid-century. Vases.
Yeah.
Bowls just do it for me. I don't know why. I don't even put anything in them.
No, you don't do that. That could break them or ruin them in some way.
It's just, So I just love colored glass. Anything from the 60s. Occasionally furniture, but then it takes up a lot of space.
So you could play them. A little bit of water around the outside.
That's the next album.
That could be it. Just called Glass Bowls.
Yeah, it's my side project.
Coming up. Now, we're going to have some more new music in a second. But on your... EP, postcards, you did something very, very clever, and I was rather jealous that I hadn't thought about it myself, which was the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that.
So you can't really find my early stuff online. I'll put it back on later at some point. But that was the one thing that nobody's done. I'm trademarking it. You heard me say it. It's my thing. And I just think that when you listen to albums, I listen to a lot of old music, and I love how it's a cohesive story most of the time, you know, like the really good stuff was. And I always wanted my music to be that. So I would never release anything unless I had enough pieces to like whatever story I was trying to tell. So I started writing tracklist poems because you want people to know what it's about. And I know music is your own interpretation, but I like to give a guide because it's so personal. It's like a map to my heart, basically. And that's kind of how I started doing that. So I have, like, every release I've ever done, whether you can find it out there or not, there's been a tracklist poem for each of them.
Yeah.
That's just been my, I don't know. It's my favorite part about the whole creative thing. And I'll spend, postcards was the hardest one to write, which is strange. But maybe because it was so personal, it ties so many things together. The secret is that my Twitter, I don't even remember if I made it public or private. The only thing that lives on my Twitter is my live reaction to the end of the original Gossip Girl. And I feel like it is such a perfect thing that is very me. That's just what it's meant to be.
Yeah. I mean, are you on TikTok as well?
I am. In Monica Hayden Music.
I'll have to follow you on. I love TikTok.
I have to come back to it. I do enjoy it once I get into it. I think maybe it's a millennial thing. It's an interesting world. But I will say I love finding different sounds, like the cinematic things, finding new artists, cooking recipes. I actually sold a lot of my vintage clothes by making a TikTok with my own music. So that was kind of fun. I'm learning the ropes. But I'm there. There's content. Yes. And it's good, I promise. Unfiltered.
Well, you could do sort of the music and the antiques, because there's going to be a market for that.
That's
definitely
the marriage.
It is, definitely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We just have to say thank you to Dion, because amazing guitar playing. And I know you're a session player as well. And he's one of those guys that said, you just turn up, you say, that's a song. I bet you listen to it once and you go, yeah, let's find some head. Yeah, is that what you do?
I could, you kind of learn to sort of guess patterns and stuff, really. Yeah. It's all part of the fun, really.
Well, you sounded absolutely fantastic. Thank you. So thanks for coming in today. Now, you're going to end on a song. Tell us about this track. And is this going to be another one from the new...
This is on Postcards.
Excellent.
Yep. It's, but this one wasn't a single, but it's a song called That's All Right. And I wrote it actually right when I got back from my very first like work trip to London. So it's kind of about like owning myself.
Oh, and just one quick thing. What is it like? Because I've never been over to California. Venice Beach. Describe it.
It's super, super sunny. We don't really have fog. Mm. And we have fantastic taco trucks on like almost every corner.
Yeah.
And it is like whatever stereotype you're hearing about, that's it. And it's great.
Yeah.
La Isla Bonita. Shout out. Kept me fed for the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, it does. It does. You've been, have you?
Oh, man. It's the best Mexican food ever.
Oh,
in,
wow.
Over there. Like, just blew my mind. Yeah. Oh. I wish we had it that good here, but.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind. I think one of my friends had a taco yesterday in Southend. Probably not quite the same.
No. Not
you know
same.
Southend. Dion knows Southend, but Monica doesn't. But anyway. But never mind. I hope that the Sunday lunch goes well and you know. You enjoy
I'll tag
it.
You. It's going to be great.
Massive Yorkshire pudding. If they don't do that, I'll just chuck it on the floor and walk out. lovely to meet your manager, your mum. Hello, mummy in the corner. And also your nan, who looks amazing, by the way.
I know, she doesn't age. It's insane.
No, exactly. They should be doing backup vocals for you. A bit of percussion next time.
I don't
know. So here we go. This is Monica Aben, a fantastic singer-songwriter. And you can check her out online.
Where I was growing up, the waves were crashing down. In the city of angels, I was in the lost and found. I felt it in my bones, what I wanted the most. Yeah, it shook my heart like fault lines on the west coast. I try to find someone who searching for the rain. Sometimes I cry to old 45s on a Friday night. Handwritten letters make me feel better. Yeah, they ease my mind. For the first time in my lifetime, I realize you know where to find me, and that's alright. Best friend, I'll hang with her in the garden. I believe in evolution and hope the world doesn't end. I got a thing for flowers, pink, bright, yellow, and blue. But I won't fight traffic just to catch a super blue. Sometimes I cry to old 45s on a Friday night. Handwritten letters make me feel better. Yeah, they ease my mind. For the first time in my lifetime, I realize you know where to find me, and that's alright. Oh, I've dreamed of all the tallest dreams, danced my bare feet out of oh so
many skis. Sometimes I cry to old 45s on a Friday night. Handwritten letters are making me feel better. Yeah, they ease my mind. I've hopped over fences in pretty red dresses. Some say I'm fearless. And for the first time in my lifetime, I feel it. You know where to find me, and that's alright. You know where to find me, and that's alright. You know where to find me, and that's alright.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. I wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll see you again possibly next year when you come back.
Sooner.
With more music. And thanks very much to Dion as well for playing live.
Thank
and,
you,
Dion. Thanks to your lovely manager. Waving. Ooh, I don't know why I'm waving. Team. Dream team in the studio. And you can find out more about Monica Aben online. All the details will be up at the end of the show. So have a safe journey. Enjoy your Sunday lunch.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic live performance, guys. Thank you very much. Just come in.